5 Christians murdered in a week under Pakistan's blasphemy law prompt an international call to repeal. Flooded Colombia is under a state of emergency, and we'll explore the connection between water rights, Bible translation, and reconciliation. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Muslim extremists are blamed for the murders of 5 Christians in Pakistan in less than a week. The marked increase in these cases has created a renewed call by human rights watchdog groups for an end to the blasphemy law. Greg Musselman, spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says
Christians are always under this kind of law. And of course, in recent days, it's received international attention because of some of the other cases that are happening. And the international community is saying, this is ridiculous. You can't have these kinds of laws. And there's a lot of pressure that I believe will be put on Pakistan.
This part of the criminal code has come under fire for its vague writing and broad interpretation. It's a dangerous weapon in Pakistan's criminal code.
The blasphemy law, for the most part, is used to intimidate Christians from evangelizing, but I think they need to know that we're praying for them, encouraging them.
There are links at our website for how you can get involved.
The Bible tells us if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer, so we should be concerned about that.
Next, a national disaster has been declared throughout major portions of Colombia in the midst of devastating rain that's described as the worst in at least 30 years. More than 130 deaths have been reported in recent weeks, with an estimated 1.3 million people affected. 4 compassion-assisted centers were also affected by the severe rains and flooding. Pray for the teams as they respond to the needs of those they work with in the name of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Soon, Arab believers will have upper-level theological training delivered to their homes. Many Christians in the Middle East and North Africa want to learn more about their faith, but they don't have the resources available. This led Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the region, to ask the question,
what could we provide over the air or over the internet to help them grow in the Lord and strengthen the Middle East church, because they don't have resources out their door and down the block like most of us have.
Sat7's Rex Rogers says the answer has come in the form of TV and internet curriculum. This January, the TEACH program, or Theological Education for Arab Christians at Home, will launch, followed by LEARN, the Leadership Education and Resource Network.
The TEACH part is an on-air set of programs, Bible instruction programs, actually, that Sat7 will begin airing in January. And then LEARN will follow sequentially. That's an online and internet-based kind of programming.
Pray for these programs, which will encourage believers and spread the gospel. Meanwhile, a Bible translation center in Papua New Guinea lost its access to clean water by turning the other cheek. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says
the maintenance was being done on the plumbing system, and the source is a nearby stream. So as repairmen went down to do the repairs, one of the neighboring landowners disputed their rights and ability to make these repairs.
As tension built in the local community, missionaries chose to keep peace by agreeing to find another water source. Doors were kept open for ministry, but the translation center was left without water.
Bible translation in Papua New Guinea is currently going on in 175 languages. And this center supports about 400 missionary families that are either doing translation work or doing support tasks related to those translation teams.
Wycliffe Associates spent months creating an alternative source of clean water, and it's almost finished. Pray that their Christ-like actions would be a testimony to the area, and thank God for the provision of the right experts. And last year, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship hosted Urbana to revitalize students for the gospel. A year later, a conference will be held to reignite InterVarsity leaders for ministry. This January, InterVarsity staff will meet to worship, study scripture, attend seminars, and pray for the college students across the United States. Staff members disciple students and teach the gospel during the school year, so pray for them to be refreshed during this conference so that ministry can continue to flourish. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Vision Beyond Borders is making available an incredible DVD documentary and an associated prayer guide to help raise awareness so that you can pray more effectively. You can get your free DVD and prayer guide by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.